What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
From 2400 Sports, Odyssey, and Major League Baseball, this is the PBP Voices of Baseball.
We bring you the people who bring you the game.
Hello, 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 and welcome into the PBP Voices of Baseball. It's me, Matt Spiegel. I know it's been a little while since I've been with you. Thank you for your patience and thank you for your listenership. We are back at it here in the first week of August. And today's guest, man, I'm a big fan of this guy. Sometimes he drives me crazy, but all right, it's me. Robbie Triano, our esteemed producer, is going to interview me because I just got a chance to do another inning, which I get to do from time to time. And I did an inning of play-by-play of the Cubs and the White Sox at Rate Field on the South Side. And I'm sure that most of you listeners know I do it from time to time. I think I've done 19 or 21 innings over the course of 21 games. And of course, I did three games in a row in full in a series, in addition to some other spring training games. But anyway, my love affair with the craft is what led to this podcast, and it's coincided with me getting more opportunities. So we thought, why not let Robbie talk to me and glean what he can about process and craft from the guy who's been gleaning what he can about process and craft. So without further ado, here's producer Robbie Triano with me, Matt Spiegel.
All right, Spiegs. Well, you have this podcast about play-by-play broadcasting, the PBP, Voices of the Baseball and Odyssey podcast, and you had the chance to take over the play-by-play duties on July 27th as the Cubs took on the White Sox at Rate Field. And to set the scene, you're today's pre- and post-game host for the Cubs Radio Network. Usually, that role is held by Zach Zaidman, but the Hall of Famer Pat Hughes was out. Zach took the mic. You stepped in to do the fifth inning, which Zach usually does. Is that correct?
That is indeed correct. You've got it dialed in, Robbie. Yes.
Awesome. Now, this is not an uncommon occurrence in radio to have someone take over for an inning, but it's still, how would I say, it's still a little weird. It's like being a relief pitcher for a broadcast. How would you explain stepping in just for one inning alone? You kind of have to take over and piggyback what Zach Zaidman or any other play-by-play broadcaster was doing.
Len Casper described it to me as you're getting on a moving train and getting off two stops later, even though the train is never stopping. And that description has never left me. First of all, it's a crazy great honor to do it. It's a very weird thing to do. So as you prep for pregame, you're also prepping for the ball game. And you can use the first four innings to do a little more of that, but you're also trying to support the broadcast as the extra for, in this case, Zach and Ron Coomer. Anything that they need, any live reads you can do, any factoids you can look up and hand them, etc. And then when the fifth inning comes, the way that we do it in the Cubs booth, I literally pick up my scorebook and my microphone, and Zach picks up his scorebook and his microphone, and we switch spots. So it's kind of him to let me go and take a seat in the front row, which has a better view, but it's certainly a bit of an inconvenience. I suppose Pat does it for him when they do it, although I've never seen it happen. I assume that's the way it happens. And I'm thankful for it, because then you get to sit there like a normal broadcaster and sit next to your partner and do the thing. But those moments of getting in place and making sure your book is ready and making sure, in this case, I use my phone to bring up the MLB at Bat app as a backup just so I have it there, because I don't move my laptop from the pre and post game spot in the second row. So it's a bit of a crazy fire drill as it's getting into place. And then as soon as the microphone comes on and the comeback music plays, you need to be the voice of calm, because that's what the broadcast is about.
Yeah, that was kind of the point I was going to go to next. You talk about, like what Len said, I think that's beautiful. You're like hopping on that train, but you have four innings to kind of mentally prepare yourself and kind of absorb what's happening in the game, and then you're just like thrust into the action. I've always wondered, like, are you nervous? Do you have this anxiety? Like, what is your feeling as you're kind of anticipating going into that game like a relief pitcher?
I've been nervous at other times, and sometimes I like the nerves and it can make me chatty, but God, I learned something a long time ago. I think playing sports, but also playing trumpet and also singing and also doing radio. I pause, I breathe, I get in touch with the gratitude, which is easy to get in touch with in a moment like that. Who's got it better than me? To quote the Harbaugh brothers, right? It's like at that moment, I'm doing Cubs socks. What the hell? It's unbelievable. So cool. And really the whole day felt that way. I rode the Divvy bike from my place in the South Loop. So I rode a bike 19 blocks to the ballpark.
Took a pre-game some good pre-game cardio.
It's an e-bike, so it's pretty low maintenance, but still, like, you know, I had breakfast with my wife and child, and then rode a bike to the ballpark. I mean, just get grateful and stay calm, and then you can sound calm and trust that you actually know what you're doing, which is hard to do at first. But now I feel like I do know what I'm doing.
Yeah. So let's give some context as well, because once again, this is a very weird thing to do in your career, especially. Obviously, you host on 670 The Score, and you do these innings. But you don't do a full game. You do it inning by inning, and maybe an inning, and then a month later you do an inning, and maybe a whole year you'll do an inning. Yeah. Like, give some context. How many innings have you done at this point, and is it still a little weird? Because it feels a little weird.
Yeah, I mean, so I did 12 innings over the course of 12 games over the course of three seasons initially, and that was really weird. And the first five of them, we did a thing on the show, on the old Spiegel and Parkins show, that we called Spiegel Idol, where we brought in a different play-by-play person to critique my inning each time. That was excruciating. We had Jason Benetti, Joe Buck.
I heard they're good.
Pat Hughes.
I heard they're really good.
And Boog Shambi. Okay. And I think we might have had Casper as the fifth. My dream was to have Jim Brockmeyer, Hank Azaria, as the fifth, critiquing my work. It's still a dream guest for the PBP, Robbie. Don't you think?
I'm on it.
Jim Brockmeyer would be an amazing guest for this show. So anyway, that was my way in. And then I got a series when Pat went into the Hall of Fame. I did Cubs Cardinals, did three full games, and that was just an unbelievable experience. And if that's as close as I ever get to being a full-time play-by-play guy, I had it. I did Cubs Cardinals at Wrigley Field with Elise Menneker and Mike Esposito doing pregame. The Cubs swept the series, and it was just an absolute thrill. So since then, I think I've breathed easier every time. I've done a few full games at spring training, but now I've probably done another 9 or 10 innings stretched out over 9 or 10 games over the next two seasons since Pat went into the Hall of Fame. But now every time I get a chance to do it, And I always practice a little bit for a day or two before I get the chance. That morning, I watched on DVR the first three innings of the game the day before and sat in bed with my coffee and my wife and did three innings in bed.
The game was on silent, obviously, and you were filling it in. That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Just watching the game and calling it. And thankfully it's the Cubs and the Sox. I know those teams extremely well. So that's easy this time because I'm a baseball talk show host in Chicago and a sports talk show host in Chicago. I know those teams extremely well. So the prep was minimal for the ball clubs in terms of that.
So you talked about how excruciating it was to listen to old clips. Well, it's time to go over some of your in-game tape that we have here from the broadcast. And if you're uncomfortable listening to your own voice, that's too damn bad.
Well, how old is this? Is this old stuff or is this this particular ball game?
This is from the July 27th game, Crosstown Classic. The Cubs win 5-4.
I felt pretty good about that inning. So I'll be interested. Yeah.
Well, are you ready to go over some of the tape?
Whatever you'd like, sir. Sure.
So you're taking over in the fifth inning as the radio guy. You have to set the stage because you never know who is just tuning in or not. And you don't have the score bug that the TV has to immediately fill in that audience. Now let's go into how you set the scene for that audience in the fifth inning.
It is a 2-1 ball game. Cubs up on the White Sox as we hit the fifth inning here at Raitt Field on the south side of Chicago. Cubs and White Sox, the final game of their crosstown series on the year. Sean Burke remains in the game for the White Sox. He's gone three innings, given up two hits. He struck out seven already, has walked one. He did not give up the two runs. Those were against Grant Taylor in the first inning. A little squib double off the bat of Pete Crow Armstrong to drive in two. Andrew Benintendi, a solo homer off Ben Brown in the bottom of the first, and that's how we get here to the fifth. Kyle Tucker steps in for the Cubs against Sean Burke. First pitch coming, and that is taken low for a ball. 1-0 on Kyle Tucker.
Now, that clip was just a minute long, but let me give you some props. I think you provided all the context you needed and all the context the listener needed to know what exactly was going on in the game. How did you feel about that moment, setting up your first moment on the radio?
Yeah, you know, it's certainly a way to help me get comfortable to talk about the game and everything that's been there so far. But I certainly like that. One of the joys of baseball on the radio is turning it on wherever you are, whenever you have a moment, and you never know when somebody is just turning it on. So it felt like a natural time. Also, some listeners turning it on, or even if they'd been around there, could just be struck out of their baseball nap or doing whatever they're doing with the companion sport by hearing a different voice. So they're like, oh, who's that? That's not Zach, who they've been with for the last four innings. So they might have no context as to what's going on. So as I introduce myself, let's reset the game and get them nice and comfortable. Yeah, that felt good.
So as someone who's never done play-by-play, I think I would have taken the mic and immediately slipped over my words or been like, what do I prioritize first? I feel like you did a good job kind of laying out chronologically where exactly things happened. So Speaks, one clip down, I think you did pretty well. But I have a question for you.
Okay.
As the host of this show, before we get to the next clip, what is the number one thing you've learned from this podcast, from talking to all the guests you have, that has helped you on the air?
Oh, boy, that's a great question, because I've learned so much. So one thing is just to be who you are, but I've always believed that anyway. Always keep score and set up your partner and count on your partner. So always keep score may sound silly, but we talked about it before. There's so many ways to cheat now with the MLB at bat app or any number of game centers, but the act of writing it down and writing it in, there's a reason that it's part of the rhythms of doing it, especially when you have a partner. The play happens, I describe it, then as I put pen to paper, Ron Coomer talks and he analyzes the play. And those rhythms help me remember I'm not the analyst. I've watched baseball my whole life. I talk baseball. I talk baseball strategy. I talk fundamentals sometimes. I feel like I could do analysis, but it's not my job. Because if I do that, what's Ron going to do? So he's the player. He's the guy. So the act of keeping score actually,
gets me in that rhythm, and it reminds you to set up your partner. What a gift to have a guy in Coomer who's been on this show. What a gift to have him, who played for the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Cubs and the Twins and was in an All-Star game and is, you know, and played junior college ball and like loved the game his whole life. I mean, what a gift to have that guy. So pull everything you can get from him.
So with it being the Crosstown Classic between the Cubs and the White Sox, there's a lot of historical context between these two teams. And you actually came in with a statistical nugget while also weaving in the play-by-play game of the action while it was happening with analyst Ron Coomer. Let's go into you weaving in some stats.
Hot and muggy Sunday afternoon. Cubs have won four of the first five against the White Sox and have stepped ahead in the all-time series as well by just one game. The 2-0 to Tucker is taken low. Again, Sean Burke behind Kyle Tucker now. 3-0 the count in a 2-1 ball game in the top of the fifth. Amazing that these two teams have played 151 times. Here comes the 3-0 to Tucker. That's taken in there for a strike. And Ron Coomer, yesterday the Cubs win gives them 76 wins to the 75 wins for the White Sox. It hasn't always been even in terms of who's good at the time, but when they play, it's even. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Tucker hits that one hard towards center field, but Brooks Baldwin floating under it and makes the catch for the first out.
Yeah, this is one of those series. When you have these rivalry games, I just think, you know, a lot of times you can throw out the records, and definitely here in this series, I thought, you know, the same thing was the case in New York when I was in New York playing against the Mets. You know, those are games the whole city's involved, right? I mean, it's all in. Chips are pushed in for three straight days. That's the way it goes, and they're fun series to play and or call the games. Absolutely.
Seiya Suzuki steps in, takes the first pitch inside from Sean Burke. The count 1-0. Seiya with a walk in that first inning and scored a run, and then struck out looking in the third. Yeah, those two markets that you mentioned, I mean, I think those are the two best for the interleague play crosstown series. The 1-0 to Seiya is hit in the air off to the right side, fouled back and well out of play. Well,
there's some other good rivalries, but I really think, you know, that's probably the best two. I would agree to that.
This one just always kind of feels special. You get people wearing their colors and representing, even on Friday before the series began, getting ready for the festivities. Pitch to Seiya, swung on and missed, 1-2 the count.
So why I love that clip right there is you can obviously hear the prep that you had coming into the game. You came out with that stat. It feels like you two are just having a conversation while also a baseball game is going on. I give you a lot of props. That was really well done.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Yeah, I enjoyed listening to that. I'll be honest. Like, because it has a little bit of all of that. There's not much action, but even on the action, you know, you wanna use a word choice every once in a while that's evocative. Brooks Baldwin floating underneath the ball, right? The ball is sort of floating down to him, but you look up and he looked like he was floating underneath the ball. So no, I'm super proud to get a chance to do this and to get a chance to do Cubs Sox at a moment when those numbers are true. And yeah, sitting there with a guy who did Yankees and Mets in the same way. And overall, I mean, what I always want out of a broadcast, Robbie, is I want it to be comfortable. I want it to sound like, yeah, the ball game's going on, and when there's action, great. But when there's not action, like, it should be a pleasing listen. And that was nice to sit through. Thanks for choosing it.
Of course. So in this inning, there was no action, really. There's no hits, there's no runs, there's no home runs, there's no star plays. So I'm sorry you got a pretty boring inning.
That's okay. It's baseball. Sometimes that happens.
But
sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, sometimes it rains. That's exactly what I learned in Bull Durham.
But you did get a moment. You did get something that happened, which was a strikeout. This is a 16-second clip of a Ben Brown strikeout call. I just want you to re-listen to the amount of information that you packed into here because I was...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quite impressed.
Count is 1-2 to Colson Montgomery, and there's a called strike three looking as Brown walks off the mound confidently. Montgomery shakes his head and walks slowly back to the dugout. 51 pitches for Ben Brown here through 4 1/3 innings on the south side.
You paint the picture that Ben Brown, he walked out confidently. Then you said the other person, he was shaking his head, but not only shaking his head, he was shaking it slowly. And that there was 51 pitches. I feel like that was a lot of information packed together. Well done.
Oh, thank you, sir. Yeah, no, that's fun. Got to describe what you see, man. What a gift to see all this stuff and nobody's seeing it. So yeah, but I mean, look, one of the great aesthetic pleasures in baseball is when a dude strikes somebody out looking and he knows it before the ump makes the call and he steps off the mound and starts to walk around in a circle with that confident swagger. I mean, that's just an aesthetically awesome baseball thing. So that's what Ben Brown did. And then your eyes just go to Colson, who's like, well, I thought I had him, but I guess I don't have him. And we can all relate. So yeah, no, you call what you see. Observe, react, and describe, right? Somebody gave that to me along the way. Observe, describe, and react. I think those are the three in that order. I feel like that came from Eric Nadell of the Rangers, and he learned it from Bob Prince of the Pirates. I could be completely making that up, but this is sort of like the PBP Mad Libs. Okay. So instead I'll say I learned that from Wayne Randazzo of the Angels, and he learned it from Pat Hughes. Like, I don't exactly know where it came from, but observe, describe, and react is the job.
You nailed that. Also, I feel like this is the exact like thing that we love about, and you know, working in this podcast with you, you kind of understand the differences of what a TV call is and what a radio call is. I feel like you use your paintbrush a lot more when you're in a radio call, and I feel like you did that there.
I mean that's a great opportunity. You got to do it, and those are the broadcasters I've always loved. That's for sure.
Well, this is our last clip here, and from what we've analyzed, I think you've done a pretty good job so far, but with every rose, there has to be some thorns or one thorn.
You've done a great job, and I thought that's what you were going to say, is that I think I've done a great job about yourself, and I wanted to echo that. I think you've done a wonderful job.
I've done a good job.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you have a really good job. But the thorn, all right, I'm looking forward to it. Give it to me.
So I'm going to play you this clip, and you have to tell me what the mistake was.
Sosa grounds that one up the middle. Dansby Swanson to his left, takes a step, throws across for the final out. Ben Brown is through 5. Cubs have a lead, 2-1. A reminder that all opponent pitching changes are sponsored by Sloan, official water efficiency partner of the Chicago Cubs and leader in smart water and commercial restroom solutions. Visit Sloan.com. And the first out was brought to you by Xfinity. The Wi-Fi is booming. Zach Zabin will be back with you on The Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network.
Speaks. And now you have inventory to push. Yeah. What was wrong there?
Don't do the inventory as you're going to break, right? Don't try and squeeze in the live reads as we're going to break. And as soon as we went to break, Ron Coomer said, hey man, you don't have to do that. I would have done that in the bottom half of the inning, you know, or we'll catch up. But this is part of jumping off the moving train. I don't want to leave live reads that I was supposed to do for them to have to add in. Their life and their innings are busy enough. So I should have squeezed it in earlier. Or if I have to leave it, I could leave it. I just didn't want to. It's like leaving a messy countertop, you know, in the kitchen for the next person to use at work. I just don't want to do it, Robbie.
Well, as someone who works the board for a Cubs game, and I know when we have to break and how important it is, Speaks, you got to go to break. Come on. Because then I get a call, right? Be like, why are we late from the first pitch? So
I see. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I appreciate the feedback. That's helpful.
But overall, I think you crushed it. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you because I've worked on the show with you and I know how much you care about this art craft. What I think doesn't matter. How do you feel?
Oh, of course. What you think matters. You've worked on this with me all year and you listen to broadcasts. I feel pretty good about it. Other than like some of the basics, let's be honest, for anybody who does this, you have certain things that you're always going to doubt about yourself. I listen to this and I think, boy, is my voice too high to be a baseball guy? I don't have that Boog Shambi baritone or that Jack McMullen baritone. My nephew does it for the Marlins on the radio, right? Or that Jason Benetti baritone or bass. Like I that's not me. This is me up here. Is that a comfortable baseball listen? I can't do anything to change that. So I think about that. I hear a little bit of self-consciousness in my delivery where I'm trying to add a sense of observation. Like, oh, look at that. I'm adding a sense of, would you believe that? Like appreciation or irony or thoughtfulness, which works on the radio as a talk show host. But the less I can do of that as a play-by-play person, the better. Jason Benetti once described that to me as being play-by-playerish, if that's a thing. Like hitterish is a thing, to remove more of the self-consciousness, if you will. So I hear that stuff, and it's a work in progress, which so many of our jobs are. So I hear some things to be critical of and to question. But overall, I really enjoyed the comfort and I enjoyed some of the choices and I heard some of the preparation come through. So, that's fine. I feel like I did a decent job.
Speaks, I'm proud of you. You did a great job. We went through the tape, but I have one more question to ask you. And it makes me so excited to finally be the person to ask this question to you. Is there a specific item you always like to have with you in the booth? It could be a good luck charm or a talisman or anything that has to be there. What is yours? Finally get to ask it.
Oh, that's exciting. I used to have the little 1 minute hourglass timer to remind yourself to give the score if you haven't.
Interesting.
I don't. And that was a gift from my agent and a broadcast devotee, Tom Scher. And he said the Vin Scully used to use one and a lot of people have them and use them. I haven't brought it recently. I also used to have this tiny little Red Sox Russian nesting doll, the smallest of a set of like of those 9 or 10 Russian nesting dolls. I used to bring that and I just set up my guy there. That was fun, but I don't bring that anymore either. So it's gotten a lot cleaner, maybe because of that fire drill of going back and forth that I described. What I have committed to now in my Bob Carpenter scorebook, a previous guest on the PBP, Bob Carpenter of the Nationals, who's retiring this year, who pretty much invented this scorebook that just about everybody uses. Inspired by Joe Buck, I use the four-color Bic. I use the four-color Bic pen.
Necessary.
And I do strikeouts in red. And I use multiple colors to do different notes on the scorecard, because that way, if I have a lot of information compressed in a small space, if it's in different colors, I know that's where one note ends and the other one begins. So I find that very useful. And then it's easy to look back on how many strikeouts, and I do some other things in different colors, and I'm sure that'll evolve and develop. So the four color Bic would be my talisman these days.
Speaks, it was a pleasure. I can't wait till your next inning that you can do this, whenever that is down the line.
August 16th, Saturday, August 16th, baby. I do pre-post in the fifth for Cubs, and I believe it's the Pirates. I think it's the Pirates. I'm not sure. I'll know then.
Well, if there's more analysis, it may be a spot starter, and maybe I can analyze more things. Speaks, yeah. Great job.
If you hear something. Thanks, Robbie. Thanks for doing this. Nice job, man. That was fun.
All right. We'll also have another episode where you analyze what I did wrong.
Yeah, I look forward to my podcast about Robbie's interview of me on this podcast. And then maybe Robbie could podcast about that and we get, you know, 6 degrees of inception and lose more listeners with each generation that we go. Or we could just stop right here. Thank you so much for listening to the PBP Voices of Baseball. We'll be back on Thursday with a spot starter, the top five PBP calls of the week. As always, you can hit me with them, pbptop5@gmail.com or at Matt Spiegs on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening. My producer is Robbie Triano and my interviewer. Producer emeritus is Ryan Porth. My collaborator is James Vickery. The music you're listening to comes from Kurt Morrison of Tributosaurus. This is an Odyssey podcast. Find us on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also find us on the Score 670's YouTube page where you can see the PBP Top 5. Thanks for listening to the PBP Voices of Baseball. We bring you the people that bring you the game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
It's
talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.